Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I would like to thank the principal, Dr. Milind Godbole, for allowing us this opportunity to be here this afternoon and share some realizations about this very essential and important topic, real education or real knowledge. Also, I would like to thank Dr. Gramapadhyay for the DPG for presiding over and giving his wonderful association and being with us. And also Madam for nicely arranging this wonderful facility here. Thank you very much. Before I begin today's topic, I would like to conduct a small experiment. And I need two volunteers, male volunteers, for this purpose. Koi bhi do vyakti agar aayenge to we will be very grateful. Thank you very much for coming forward.
Can we have that?
I hope you don't mind. It's a very important experiment. I would like all of you kindly observe this and give your impression or give your realization. I'll pass the mic around and you can share your realization. This is a small experiment. I will tie the eyes blindfold, one of them, and I will have an arrangement and I will just turn the person around. And that person has to somehow find Lord Dhanvantari. All right?
Can you please stop?
Sorry, Paul. Right word in you. Make sure that you absolutely don't see me. Of course, I trust you won't see, but this is to make sure. Don't like the nose. Disqualified already because you are
space by giving instructions from the place where you are standing. Our Margarshan is Kishin Dasyo Anasya and without touching any of the chairs.
And you are not to guide him, you just guide him through your words.
Left side.
Disqualified because you already touched. All right, thank you. Now the last experiment. Please come on.
That is Lord Dhanvantri. Somehow you have to reach him without touching any of his obstacles. Please go ahead. Jai, three cheers. Please clap for him. Thank you. Sorry for blindfolding you and embarrassing you in front of everyone. Now, please raise your hands if someone would like to. You saw three situations in Sri of the Deva. पहले जब मैं दत्तात्रेय जी को मैंने आंख बांध दिया था और कहा कि मैं बिना किसी जो बाधाएं हैं उसको स्पर्श किए वो धनंजय जी के पास जाए और दूसरा जब कोई मार्गदर्शन कर रहा था खड़े खड़े और तीसरा जब उन्हें मैंने पट्टी खोला और वो बताया कहां जाना है और क्या नहीं करना है और वो पहुंच गए. Now I would like you to think about this experiment and please tell me, what do you learn from this? Anything? Whatever, whichever language you feel comfortable. I understand Marathi because of coming to Kolhapur for some time. So, what is your realization or what do you learn from this? What can you infer? What can you conclude from this little experiment? Anyone would like to? That includes Kalyan and Dattatri also. You are part of the experiment. Somebody would like to? Nobody has anything? Yeah.
एखादे जर एम असेल उद्दिष्ट जवळ पोहोचायचं असेल आपल्याला तर आपल्या स्वतःचे डोळे उघडे ठेवून ते प्रयोग आपण केले पाहिजे. मार्गदर्शनामुळे सुद्धा आपल्याला अडथळे येऊ शकतात किंवा जर कोणीच मार्गदर्शक असेल तरी सुद्धा आपल्याला अडथळे येतात तर आपल्या स्वतःला जाणून आपण ते प्रयोग तयार होईल.
और किसी को कुछ कहना? एनीवन एल्स वुड लाइक टू ऐड? यस मेबी यू कैन स्पीक अ लिटिल लाउडर. एक व्यक्ति था उसके बारे में आपको क्या कह रहे थे? सेकेंड सिचुएशन जब कोई मार्गदर्शन कर रहे थे कुछ कहना है? थैंक यू. आपका नाम?
अभिजीत.
एनीवन एल्स वुड लाइक टू ऐड सम? materials with respect to the knowledge, the topic that we have today. Okay. Thank you very much for trying to be a part of this experiment. So, आज का जो ये विषय है रियल नॉलेज, आप यहां एडमिशन लिए हो तीन साल का ऐसा है, तीन और एक साल एक्स्ट्रा, साढ़े चार, ओके। तो आपका उद्देश्य ये है कि आप ज्ञान प्राप्त करें। ज्ञान प्राप्त करने का उद्देश्य क्या है? अगर ये ज्ञान नहीं है, नहीं होता, तो क्या होता? If you are supposed to be a doctor and if you had not gone through this education, what would have happened? क्या हुआ होता? God bless the patient. तो इसी तरह से अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। हम सद्गुरु को प्रणाम करते हैं शुरुआत में, कोई भी महत्वपूर्ण कार्य लेने से पहले, क्योंकि पूर्ण रूप से हम ऐसे व्यक्ति के ऊपर निर्भर हैं जिन्होंने हमारे आंखों को खोला है। आंखों को खोला, लक्ष्य बताया, क्या बाधाएं आ सकती है वो दिखाया, और कैसे उन बाधाओं से मुक्त होकर लक्ष्य की ओर निरंतर बिना कोई बाधा के पहुंच पाए। पहला स्थिति जो था वो ऐसा व्यक्ति है जिसके आंखें बंधी हुई हैं। आप कहेंगे नहीं, मेरा तो 20x20 विजन है, इसमें कोई तकलीफ नहीं। नहीं, ये जो अज्ञान का अंधकार है, अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य, जैसे किसी का कैटरैक्ट हो जाता है, आप लोगों को शायद मेरे से अच्छी तरह से मालूम है बीमारियों के बारे में, ये मोतीबिंदु जिसको कहते हैं, जब वो मोतीबिंदु आ जाती है आंखों के सामने, तो ऑफकोर्स दत्तात्रेय प्रभु ने बताया कि अगर हमको ही खुद खोल देना चाहिए, सिर्फ आंखों की ऐसी पट्टी होती तो पट्टी खोलना बड़ा आसान है, पर आज तक एटलीस्ट मैंने कोई सुना नहीं जो अपनी आंखों के ऑपरेशन अपने ही कर दिया और दोनों आंखों में अगर बड़ी मोती बिंदु हो गई हो, एटलीस्ट आज तक। डॉक्टर मोदी मैंने सुना है कर्नाटक में, बहुत फेमस थे वो, बहुत ऑपरेशन किया करते थे, पर आज तक ये नहीं सुना कि किसी के आंखों के ऑपरेशन खुद व्यक्ति किया। तो व्हाइल यू आर राइट दैट यू कैन इजीली रिमूव ए फिजिकल ब्लाइंड फोल्ड, बट द ब्लाइंड फोल्ड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस, अज्ञान, देखिए एक एक्सरे है, एक एक्सरे को अगर मैं बैकग्राउंड में, ट्यूबलाइट के बैकग्राउंड में रख दूं, और एक इफ आई कॉल ए लेमैन टू कम एंड टेल व्हाट इट इज, सबसे पहले अगर गांव वाले को बुलाऊंगा जिसका विजन 20x20 है, कोई तकलीफ नहीं, उसको ये नहीं पता चलेगा कि है क्या, कौन से भाग का एक्सरे है ये, उसमें गलत क्या है वो तो दूर की बात है, शरीर के कौन सा अंग का एक्सरे है शायद वो भी नहीं पता लगेगा, लेफ्ट है कि राइट है कि क्या है। और आप कोई अगर रेडियोलॉजिस्ट है जो न केवल MBBS 5 साल का किया है पर ND रेडियोलॉजी किया है, उनके सामने अगर मैं रखूं, उसका भी विजन अच्छा है 20x20, और वो देखेगा और आपके शरीर के अंदर कौन सा हड्डी कितना टूटा हुआ या ठीक ठाक है वो बता रहा है। मेरा एक वैयक्तिक उदाहरण देता हूं, एक बार मैं मेरे मित्र के साथ जा रहे थे हम लोग, और कार रुक गया उनका, 20 मिनट तक वो कोशिश कर रहे थे पता करने के लिए कि क्या तकलीफ है उस कार में। ही ओपन्ड द बॉनेट, प्रैक्टिकली वेंट इनसाइड, हेड इनसाइड एंड लेग्स अप, 20 मिनट्स ही वाज ट्राइंग टू रिसर्च क्या हो गया गाड़ी में, कुछ पता नहीं लगा उसको। तो फिर वो आधा घंटा में जाके और उस मैकेनिक ने सिर्फ मेरे मित्र को कहा बॉनेट बंद था, खुला भी नहीं था, बोले आप गाड़ी चालू करो बस, और उसने स्टार्ट किया गाड़ी। स्टार्ट करके सिर्फ 10 या 20 सेकंड वो सुना और अपने असिस्टेंट को बोला बॉनेट खोलो, ये जो ढीला हो गया उसको टाइट करो। जस्ट बाई हियरिंग द साउंड ही वॉज एबल टू लोकलाइज द प्रॉब्लम एंड नो एग्जैक्टली हाउ टू सॉल्व इट। जबकि हम न केवल कान से सुन रहे थे आवाज 20 मिनट के लिए, पर आंखों से सर अंदर घुसा के ढूंढ रहे थे, सब दिख रहा था, पश्यन अभी न पश्यति, देख रहे हैं पर फिर भी नहीं देख रहे। वही भी कुछ लोग होते हैं जो सिर्फ नाड़ी सा बस नाड़ी पकड़ा और अंदर बाहर पूरा ऐसे के बाद जो एक ऑर्थोपेडिक सर्जन को पता लगता है वो आदमी देख के बता देगा। हम नाड़ी पकड़ते तो समझता भी नहीं कि चल रहा है कि नहीं आदमी। अगर मोटा आदमी है, चमड़ी मोटा है, तो पता भी नहीं चलता है कि उसका नस पल्स चल रहा है कि नहीं। बट हाउ इज इट दैट एन एक्सपर्ट पर्सन टचेस द सेम पर्सन बट इमीडिएटली इज एबल टू डायग्नोस द प्रॉब्लम? हाउ? दैट इज नॉलेज, दैट इज ट्रेनिंग। दिस इज एग्जैक्टली अनफोल्डिंग द आईज। Unfolding blindfold, as Dattatreya said, is right. It's very easy if it's a physical blindfold. But this is a very subtle blindfold. Agyana timirandhasya. Agyan ke andhakar mein hum sab paida ho gaye. Gyananjana shalakaya. Shalakaya is a kind of instrument by which you. Gyananjana. Gyan ke anjan ke. स्कैल्पल इससे चक्षु उन्मीलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। तो पहला स्थिति वो उस व्यक्ति का है जिसको एक मार्गदर्शन नहीं मिला। He hasn't got access to the real knowledge and therefore he's simply groping around in that darkness। अगर अंधकार में लाइट बंद हो जाए, सब प्रकाश बंद हो जाए और यहां से मुझे वहां जाना है तो डर लगता है। क्यों? क्योंकि पता नहीं किसको और किसी को आई कैन हर्ट समबडी, आई कैन हर्ट माई सेल्फ। सो द फर्स्ट थिंग इज फियर ड्यू टू इग्नोरेंस। दूसरा सिचुएशन है जब कोई मार्गदर्शन कर रहा है बट ही सीज बट यू कैन नॉट सी एंड देयरफॉर एट एवरी मोमेंट ही हैज टू गाइड यू, ऐसा करो ये नहीं चलो, बट ही इज कंफ्यूज, ही हैज टू। Third is open the eye of knowledge. What you do is open the eye of knowledge, show him the goal, show him the obstacles on the path, how to avoid those obstacles, and empower him to actually achieve the goal. This is real knowledge. Where a person's eyes of knowledge are open, the goal is seen. And then inspired to move towards it, while warning him of all potential obstacles and how to overcome them. So this is real knowledge.
अब दूसरा सवाल है, what is real knowledge? This is for any knowledge. Whatever we have spoken, this is true for any knowledge. But what about real knowledge? गीता में नवे अध्याय में कृष्ण अर्जुन को कहते हैं राजविद्या राजगुह्यम पवित्रम इदम उत्तमम प्रत्यक्ष अवगमन धर्म्यम। शायद बैटरी पुरा प्रत्यक्ष अवगमन धर्म्यम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम। राजविद्या गीता का जो ज्ञान है उसे राजविद्या कहा गया। राजविद्या का मतलब क्या? यू कैन डू विदाउट अदर नॉलेज बट यू कांट डू विदाउट दिस नॉलेज। ए पर्सन विदाउट दिस नॉलेज इवन दो ही मे हैव 20x20 विजन परफेक्ट आईसाइट बट ही इज ब्लाइंड एंड ही विल नेवर बी एबल टू अचीव द अल्टीमेट गोल। एंड व्हाट इज द गोल? आप ठंडे दिमाग से सोचिए, व्हाई आर वी डूइंग ऑल दैट वी आर डूइंग? Technological advancement,
meditation. All these are sciences. Now these sciences
have been taught since a long time. There are two purposes for knowledge. The first purpose is so that I have no problems in life. That's the purpose of knowledge. Agar gyan nahi hai, to samasyaen aayengi, to hum samasya mein ulajh jayenge, usko suljha nahi payenge. Jisko gyan hai, samajh jata hai. Main jab chhota tha, chauthi mein tha, main mere bade bhai sab log ghar mein, bada bhai wo kapde ko istri karke uniform pehen ke jata tha. Aur hamare school mein niyam tha, jo kapde ko istri nahi pehen ke jata tha, maar khata. To ek baar main khud istri karne gaya, aur ek aisa current chhakka laga mujhe, 4 feet jaake dur gaya. Uske baad wo istri ko dekhta tha to main bhag jata tha. पता नहीं इतना डर था मुझे, कभी देखता भी नहीं था. पर एक दिन मेरे पिताजी ने बोला, नहीं नहीं इसलिए करके ले जाओ. बोले नहीं मैं नहीं करूंगा. बोले क्यों? और फिर उन्होंने बताया क्यों तुम्हें करंट लगा, क्या करना है. लकड़ी रखो, ऐसा रखो, उसको ग्राउंडिंग नहीं हुआ था. ही एक्सप्लेन द होल फिलोसफी ऑफ हाउ थिंग्स हैपन, व्हाई इट हैपन, व्हाई यू गॉट अ शॉक, हाउ टू अवॉइड शॉक. तब तक सिर्फ वो आयन बॉक्स देख के मैं भाग जाता हूं. इसी तरह से जब तक मतलब कोई भी ज्ञान का उद्देश्य समस्याओं से दूर होना, बिना ज्ञान के कोई अगर समस्या है ये भी नहीं मालूम होता है. एक्चुअली कभी कभी व्यक्ति को कोई समस्या है पर कोई बताना पड़ता है. यू आर स्ट्रेस्ड आउट, इसको स्ट्रेस कहते हैं, आपको स्ट्रेस हो गया है. बोले नहीं मैं तो ठीक ठाक हूं. बोले नहीं आपका जीवन देखो बहुत स्ट्रेसफुल है. कभी कभी लोगों को समस्या नहीं मालूम होता है, उसका हल करना तो दूर की बात. तो द पर्पस ऑफ नॉलेज इज टू सॉल्व प्रॉब्लम्स. विदाउट नॉलेज यू कांट सॉल्व एनी प्रॉब्लम ऑफ लाइफ. बट टुडे देयर आर मिलियंस ऑफ ब्रांचेस ऑफ नॉलेज, कॉलेजेस ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड विच गिव नॉलेज. बट हैव people not having any problems in life today? Atyantika dukha nivritti, atyantika sukha pravritti. Jnana ka uddesh ye hai, atyantika dukha nivritti. Hamesha ke liye dukh hata do apne jeevan se. Koi samasya nahi hona chahiye. Who doesn't want a life of no misery, no inconveniences, no unhappiness? Who doesn't want? Or atyantika sukha pravritti,
eventually
continuous enjoyment, continuous happiness, no stoppage. How many of us, technologically since the time of industrial renaissance, we have advanced like anything. Press of a button, you can communicate with someone on the other side of the planet. Karlo dunya muthe mein. The first Reliance ka advertisement dekhi tha. Karlo dunya muthe mein. Agar ek button dabaya, Australia mein kisi se baatcheet kar rahe ho. Chat. Baithe ek jagah. Communication, medical science, technological science, engineering science, management science. बहुत सारे डिपार्टमेंट्स हैं, बहुत सारे यूनिवर्सिटीज हैं ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. बट देयर आर सम प्रॉब्लम्स. वी फाइंड द पैराडॉक्स ऑफ लाइफ इज इन स्पाइट ऑफ ऑल ऑफ दिस इन दिस सिचुएशन टुडे ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड पीपल आर मोर मिजरेबल देन दे वर 100 इयर्स अगो. पीपल आर मोर एंग्जाइटी रिडल, पीपल आर मोर मिजरेबल, पीपल आर मोर स्ट्रेस्ड आउट, पीपल आर सो लोनली, पीपल आर फुल ऑफ एंग्जाइटी, depression. Why, in spite of all knowledge, why are people so miserable? If not, the purpose of knowledge is to solve problems and create a happy, comfortable, blissful life. Why are people more miserable than few years ago, in spite of the fact that technologically they have advanced more than ever before? This is the real question. And the answer to that is the real knowledge. years I've been traveling all over the world. And believe me when I tell you, everywhere people are much, much more miserable than here in India. Externally, superficially, they are much, much better than any of us. The roads are much perfect. Everything works there. Car works. Road works. Switches work. Including the microphone. But then, the problem is, people are full lonely. People are so anxiety ridden. People are dissatisfied. So shallow relationships. People change their husbands and wives as they change clothes and still are not satisfied. It's a fact. This is the gift that India has to offer. But unfortunately, because this real knowledge has not been distributed scientifically, logically, systematically, people unfortunately are looking all over the world while they have a gold mine in their own backyard. Therefore, it's very important that we understand what real knowledge is. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityoma Amritamgamaya. Now, I would like to tell a small story. Before you solve problems of life, you have to understand what are the real problems of life. One time in a medical college in Bombay, I was doing a program and I asked the students, please tell me, what is the real problem of life? What do you think is the real problem? Somebody said, poverty. We wrote down what are the real problems. Poverty is the real problem of life. Somebody said, what do you give money under the table? Bribery. Bribery is the real problem of life. If bribery is removed, I think India will be much happier. So they were trying to tell me what are the different problems of life. And we analyzed, is poverty the real problem of life? Sometimes we find that poor people are the most happiest people, in one sense. Because it's only the rich people who commit suicide. We never heard of poor people committing suicide. They have nothing else to do. If you say bribe, the person who gives the bribe is a big problem, but one who receives is a solution to all problems. Of course, I'm not encouraging you. But the point is, one man's food is another man's poison in this world. One time I was running a school for orphanage children. Once I decided to buy an umbrella. Bombay rains are very strong at times. Outside on the footpath, people were cursing the rain because they stay on the footpath and rain means they have to move on to some railway station. And when I went into the shop to buy an umbrella, the fellow who was selling the umbrella, he said, I wish it rains all the 12 months because whenever it rains, my business is topmost. Unfortunately, it rains only for 4 months. The one man's problem is another man's solution. The grass on the other side looks always green. So, what is the real problem of life? Real problem of life is that problem which is common to all. Whoever you are, whether you are American or African or Indian or Chinese or whoever you are, rich or poor, man or woman, old or young, white or black or pink or yellow, whoever you are, it is common to everyone. Number two, no one wants it. You don't welcome a problem. Whether you want it or not, the third is, no one can avoid it. Whoever you are, you can't avoid the problem. No one wants it. No one can avoid it, but it is common to all. This is the real problem of life. Now you try to understand, what are these problems? That is described in the Gita. Excellent, very beautiful. And Gita says, there are 20 items. And one of them is this. What are the real problems of life? अर्जुन ने गीता एतद् ज्ञानम् इति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञानम् यत्तद् अन्यथा एतद् ज्ञानम् इति प्रोक्तम् अर्जुन दिस इज रियल नॉलेज एंड एनीथिंग अदर देन दिस इज सिंपली सोफिस्टिकेटेड पॉलिश्ड इग्नोरेंस दैट इज ऑल एंड व्हाट इज दिस प्रॉब्लम जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि दुख दोष अनुदर्शन Nobody wants to die. Have you ever seen people eagerly looking forward? When will I die? Nobody wants to die. Nobody. Nobody wants to get old. Of course, we may say for argument's sake, ah, I don't mind. But actually, if you analyze the problems of old age, probably you people know much better, studying Ayurveda in and out. But I once actually saw from a close quarter, what a miserable situation is. We are enjoying life in the teenagers, but as you grow old, the eye doesn't see properly, the ears can't hear, body cannot digest. Prana prayana samaye kapavada pittai kartha varo dharvidam sparam kudas. It's such a miserable thing. Generally when I invite people for, young people for Bhagavad Gita course, they ask, where is the course? But when I ask old people to come to that program, you know what is the first question they ask? Which floor? Do you have a lift? I am a heart patient, I can't do this, I can't do this. Too much salt problem, too much sugar problem. So many miserable things. One man I saw in a hospital, I went, AIDS patient. I was visiting once AIDS patients to give them some prasad. So this man threw some object on the floor and I went to him and I asked him, can I help you? I picked it up, it was actually naked. And I gave him, he started crying. He started crying and I asked him, why, what happened? He said, since half an hour, I'm trying to cut my toenail, but I'm not able to do it. I said, why? And then he explained all his problems. He's actually about 85 years old and his hands are so shaky, he's not able to hold them. They cut up first of all. And because of arthritis and all that, he can't stretch his leg closer, he has to go. And as he tries to fix upon it, the fingers start shaking. And his nails have become so hard because of sclerosis. And the moment he tries to press, he doesn't. And he says, my eyes are, it's like a camera out of focus. I can't even see, you know, it looks like three fingers together. So half an hour, he's trying to cut his toenail and he was disgusted and he threw it. And how do we do it? We are singing some nice cinema song in the bathroom and trimming our nails. We don't even worry about these things. So janma, mrityu. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to get old. What to speak of disease? The word itself says, this is, you are not at ease. Right? But, how does it all come? Because of birth. Punarapi janam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, vipravishyami. So these, according to Gita, are the real problems of life. Now tell me, can all the sciences in the world avoid people from dying, avoid people from getting old, avoid people from any kinds of disease? Yes, Ayurveda may teach you how to live a fruitful life as healthy as possible. Still, old age has to come. Death is inevitable. And therefore, this is one thing. Plus three more problems. I'm sorry to say. I wish only four, but there are three more. The miseries. Adhi atmika creation. Adhi bhautika creation. Adhi daivika creation. Miseries caused by body and mind. Sometimes body may be alright, but the mind can play havoc. The mind, just like I was just discussing, I went to Aurangabad to an engineering college, and the whole topic, suddenly the principal asked me to change, because 2 days back the results had come, and one boy had jumped from the fourth floor and committed suicide. Why? Not because he failed, because he got 2% less than his next person. less than the person who stood first. He couldn't tolerate this. So the principal asked him, what do you tell them? The mighty can play havoc. As Milton says in Paradise Lost, a mind is a thing of itself. It can make a hell of heaven and heaven of hell. You have everything, but something you unduly give priority that makes you miserable, even though you have wonderful facility to enjoy. So, misery is caused by body and mind, adhyatmika creation, and creation is because of other person. One person can make your life miserable. I was a counselor for the deaf people. And counseling means you have to build a rapport. I used to ask, so, are you happy? And you know what people would say? Yeah. I think I am. But, there's one but, my mother-in-law, but, my father-in-law, but, my son-in-law, but, my daughter-in-law, but, my relative, but, my boss in the office, but, my servant at home, who is making my life miserable? Or the dog in the neighborhood, which barks only when I go to sleep. Whatever, the vomit is a big problem. Or the mosquito which bites and causes malaria, whatever. One living entity can make your life miserable. And you think, if this person goes away from my life, everything will be smooth and happy. But believe me, it will never happen. This is like a Ravana's head. You chop one, another pops up. One person goes, two more people come. And I said that one was better. A known devil was better than unknown devil. So there is what? Adhibhautika creation. And then there is adhiatmika creation. Too much rain, too much cold, too much heat. Adhivrishti, anavrishti. So, yes, technologically we have advanced more than ever before. But the problem is, have we solved the problem of birth, old age, disease and death? Misery is caused by body and mind. Misery is caused by other living entities. Misery is caused by natural disturbances. We have not addressed it. Swami Prabhupada, the founder of this ISKCON, who preached the message of Bhagavad Gita, the timeless Vedic wisdom, all over the world, and made even the so-called advanced people in the Western world, who are most miserable people, made them happy. They were hippies. From hippies, he made them into happies by giving them the knowledge of Gita. He would give a very beautiful story to analyze this. How important is this real knowledge of Rajavidya? He said, there was once a man, a boatman. His job was in a village to take people from one side of the river to the other. And he would collect 50 paisa. He was illiterate. Angulacha. He didn't know how to read and write. But one day, a big scholar came and sat in the boat. And as they were rowing, the man was asking, so, do you know what is the political situation in India? The political, I don't understand. You don't know the political, you know who the prime minister? I don't care. I get my vote every day, I don't know. 50% of your life is wasted. Do you know the weather condition? Or do you know history of this world? He said, I don't know. 60% of your life is wasted. Do you know politics? You know geography? You know this? You know that? See, you don't know anything. 99% of your life. You don't know how to read and write. 99% of your life is wasted. And as they were discussing, thunder claps were heard. Strong clouds started coming. And it started raining. It was a rainstorm. And gradually the boat started moving up and down. So this illiterate boatman folded his hand and said, Pandiji, do you know how to swim? The scholar said, you see, I know all except this one knowledge. I somehow never done swimming. He said, Pandiji, with all your knowledge, 100% of your life is wasted. Because now, I'm going to swim and you with your 450 grams of technology in the advanced gray matter, you will only go down. So Prabhupada told this story emphasize how important is the real knowledge of the Rajavidya. And what is this Rajavidya? Very simple. Real knowledge means to know three things. And what are these three things? I call it MSC. MSC is Master of Science, right? But I give you the full form of MSC. We have a chart here.
Yeah. So real knowledge means you should be a master of science. And what is this MSc? First thing is you come to know what is matter. Second, you come to know what is spirit. And third, you know who is the controller of both. Krishna says in the Gita, Bhumi Rapo Anado Vayu Kham Mano Buddhire Vacha Ahankara Iti Ame Bhirna Prakriti Rashtada. You know all these things better because in the Ayurveda we study the whole structure of this body, physical structure. Bhumi Apaha Anala Vayu Kham. This is the gross body. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Then the subtle body, Sukshma Deha, consisting of Mano Buddhi Revacha Ahankar. Mano Buddhi and Ahankar, this is the subtle body. But then, Apareyam Itaspanyam Prakriti Vidhine Param Jiva Bhutam Mahabahu Yayadam Bharite Jagat. This is Apara Prakriti. All this is matter. Sthula and Sukshma Padartha. But then there is spirit soul, the Atma, which unfortunately there is no university in the world, including MIT, the most advanced Massachusetts Institute of Technology. When Prabhupada went to give a lecture there, he said, you have all the department, but where is the department to know who you are? There is no knowledge. Practically no university in the world which offers this knowledge. So this is, even psychology is a study of mind, which is sukshma deha, which is also matter. You may have IQ tests, you may have personality tests, but that is only studying a very superficial aspect of the body. What about the soul? That is the first lesson that Krishna teaches. Dehinosmin yatha dehe, kaumaram yavanam jara, tatha dehantara praptir, dhirastantar namuhyati. As the embodied soul passes in this lifetime, in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul passes into another body, tatha dehantara prapti, dhiraha tatra na muhyati. A person who knows, I am not the body, I am the soul. The body is a vehicle, you are the driver. Unfortunately, we identify ourselves with the car and forget that we are the driver. When the car gets crushed, we take another car and go, move. But foolishly, when we identify ourselves, birth, old age, disease and death is problem for the body, not for the soul. Krishna says in the Gita, na hanyate hanyamane sharire vasansi jinnani yatha vihaya navani grihnati naroparani. As we give up old cloth and take up new cloth, similarly the soul gives up old body and picks up a new body. It's as simple as that. But unfortunately, people have no knowledge of spirit. But even if you know what is spirit, that is not complete. The complete perfection is to know who is the controller of matter and spirit. And that is the Supreme Lord. Unless you know the science of God who controls the whole world, and what is your relationship with God, you can never become happy. You can never be satisfied. You may be very closely related to Bill Gates. Still you will be the most miserable person. Because these things cannot facilitate or solve.
to know matter, to know what is spirit, and to know who is the controller of both. And finally, I would like to conclude with one more thing. Real education
in the Western world, there is no dearth of knowledge. There is no dearth of skills. But there is absolutely no value system whatsoever. No value system. And here in India, we have the value system. But unfortunately, we are so enamored, so attracted by all the powerful knowledge and skills of the West that we have gradually given up even our value systems, which is the only gift that India can offer. It is so unfortunate. I would like to just conclude with one little story. Why Indians, especially Indians, because Indians are gifted naturally to be born in India, means you have some very, very good advantage. Prabhupada told this story. Once there was a fire in the village. Everyone escaped except two people. One person was a very powerfully built person, but who was blind in the eye. And another was, he had good vision, but he was lame man. He had no legs. How could he run? Ultimately, the lame man sat on the shoulder of the blind man, who was very powerful, and guided him to move and escape. So Swami Prabhupada said, the whole world is on fire. Lust, anger, envy, greed, and pride. People are becoming ruthless. People are becoming shameless. And they are being fed more and more knowledge and more skills. That is the Western world. Western world is technologically very powerful, no doubt about it. But they are blind spiritually. India, mentally speaking, it may be a little lame. Of course, nowadays India is producing the top software guys. All over the world, wherever I go, the top software guy, CEO, is some Balasubramanian or this or this or lots of Indian. And in India, materially lame, but spiritually very powerful. At least the culture is there. At least the science is there. Unfortunately, that's not being systematically transmitted, scientifically, logically. So if you can take the knowledge and skills of the West and the vision of the East, spiritual vision of the East, this combination can save the whole world. And therefore, what is the people of the West come to India not for any other thing. They come to India in search of a guru, in search of a person who can remove that blindfold for them, who can give them a direction in life, who can give them a goal in life, who can give them what are the real obstacles, how to overcome so that they can become peaceful, they can become happy, they can become satisfied, and they can make the whole world a better place to live in. So therefore, our only purpose of coming here is not, please understand, it is not that we want to, some people have a misunderstanding that we are coming here to preach others, to make brahmacharis and take the life members. One person told me straight away when we went to a college, no, we don't want to do, we are very secular, we are this and that. It's a science, 2 plus 2 is 4. It's a science, not that in America it is 2 plus 2 is 3.5, or in Africa it is 5. It's a science. So Gita is giving a science. It's not Hindu science or this science or that science. It's not religious. It's a technical science, spiritual technology. And anyone who is equipped, it will only help you to use your knowledge and skills in a way you will be satisfied and happy. And anyone you come in contact with, you can transform their life and make this place a better place for you. So this is our sincere request, that kindly take advantage transform the whole world. And that is our responsibility. If you are not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. Mind you. If you are not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. You can't be helplessly standing there and say, no, I'm not a part of this. You are a part of the problem. Please be a part of the solution. That is our proposal. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, we have some time. Maybe a few minutes if there are any questions. Because I don't like to just walk off just presenting knowledge alone. If there is any questions, clarifications, doubts, either you can ask, or if you feel really shy to stand up and ask, write it on a sheet of paper. But please write it a little legibly. My handwriting is very bad. Sometimes I can't read my own handwriting.